As we head over and look at what's happening from a livestock perspective, first off on this cattle market, they talk about the futures seeing some narrow losses this morning. Are we going to see the market continue under pressure, or are we going to be able to pull it up by the bootstraps?
Well, I think we're going to see this market continue under some pressure. I'm of the opinion that the April contract of fats is going to try to move down to about 123.50. Some of my floor traders don't agree with me. That's only $2 away, $2.25. The feeders, I think, are in worse trouble than the fats this year. One, you're getting a ton of animals coming in from Canada because of the rally in the dollar versus the Canadian dollar strength. You know, overall, the Canadian dollar's been weak since late last fall. But I also think that, you know, the dryness in the Western Corn Belt, where most of these cattle are fed, is a concern. And so, you know, fats are not making very much money for producers. In fact, producers' feeders are losing their shirts. And because of that, they say, Mr. Feeder Cattle Guy, or one who produces those, a cow-calf guy, we need a cheaper price for those feeder cattle, or we can't afford to buy them. And then the tight supply of feed grains is added into it. So all that meshing together does not spell good times right just yet for the cattle market.
Are we seeing a lack in the cash market for the hogs as well at this point?
Yeah, we are. You know, part of what's playing into this, too, is the early Easter and the fact that you have a lot of poultry out there that can compete. And so, you know, we're seeing where hogs also have slowed up. Meat movement on, demand for beef has really slowed back, and that's not helping with hogs either because the production there is even better than it is on the cattle.